if Krishna knows what is best for us, then what is the need for us to pray to Him, or is there a particular way in which we should pray and a particular way we should not pray? So the Bhagavatam conceptualizes or presents prayer in a way different from the concept of material religiosity. In material religiosity, the prayer is basically a tool to petition God to do certain things. Whereas the Bhagavatam talks about prayer as one of the nine limbs of bhakti, and it says, what is the purpose of these nine limbs of bhakti? All these create a Bhagavatyadha. These increase our attraction to the Lord. Just like after Shravanam, after hearing, or after speaking about Krishna, what is the fruit that we expect? Well, there's no particular fruit that we expect. It's just that we come to know Krishna better, we connect with Krishna better, and we come closer to Krishna. So similarly, praying is seen as an activity for connecting with Krishna, not so much for getting Krishna to do something. That's why we'll see some prayers, like say the Brahma Samhita. There is no request at all. This is Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship you. Nothing more than that at all in those prayers. So, praying is a way of connecting with Krishna. And if we consider from that perspective, sometimes we needn't even ask Krishna for anything and still there can be a prayer. But another perspective, or continuing that same thread of thought, if the purpose is to connect with Krishna, then if some issue is burdening us, then speaking our heart to Krishna will unburden us. And we could say even our specific request to Krishna as a way of using our intelligence in Krishna's service. This is the problem, and with my intelligence, I feel this is a solution. But, you know, if you have some other will, please help me understand it. So then that way, we are submitting to Krishna also. And there is always this this question sometimes comes in bhakti. Should we surrender with intelligence or should we surrender the intelligence? You know, that means use our intelligence to surrender or surrender my intelligence. Whatever Krishna wants, I'll do it. The Bhagavad Gita's mood is actually, to some extent, surrender with intelligence. Krishna tells Arjuna, deliberate deeply and decide what you want to do. So our intelligence is also a faculty which Krishna has given us. And one way of saying surrender is that Krishna, you do whatever you want. But another way of surrendering is that, you know, Krishna, everything of mine is yours. But Bhakti Thakur says, manasa deho geho jo kichu mar, arpilo tu apade nanda kishore. Everything of mine I offer to you. So if everything of mine I offer to you, then even my intelligence I offer to you. It means I should use my intelligence also. So sometimes when we have some problem, when we talk with someone, you know, they may not offer a solution, but just that they offer the patient hearing, that itself unburdens us a lot. So like that, if we see Krishna as a person with whom we are trying to develop a personal relationship, then we'll be able to pray to Him, unburden our heart, come closer to Him, and we'll even use our intelligence in His service. But still, we can do it all in the mood of submission. Krishna, if you have some other will, I still want to serve you. Please guide me how I can serve you. So the idea that because Krishna knows everything, because Krishna will do the best, there's no need to pray to Him. If somebody can be so absorbed in direct service to Krishna that thought can just free their thoughts from the problem, that is, then it's okay. But if somebody has that problem and artificially they're thinking, oh, Krishna will take care of everything, and the problem is burdening them and they're not really offering everything senses to Krishna. So the same thing, that approach might work for some people. But we have to see what works for us. One thing I often say is that, you know, we can't become pure devotees without becoming devotees. So sometimes we strive so much for pure devotion that even devotion is not there. At least connect with Krishna, then you can purify the connection. But if I first make the purity as the precondition for the connection itself, then the connection itself will not be established. So even if we strongly feel this is a problem, this is a solution, I feel for it, we can pray for that. But then we submit Krishna. If you have some other solution, if you have some other will, please guide me to accept that. Please give me the strength to accept that.